I just designed a new template for my course Blissful Websites, and there went so much thought and knowledge into how I designed the homepage that I knew I had to share this with you. I've been offering this course since 2017. I just checked. I can't believe it. And I learned so much from the questions I got from my students, the feedback they gave me, and of course from the website they built with the help of my course. My main goal for this update is actually the second update, so the third version of this course that I'm working on right now, was to make it as easy as possible for my students to design a gorgeous website that converts, which means that help them sell their services and grow their business. Because this is what your website should do. It should look pretty, of course, but it's even more important that it works and turns your website visitors into customers. So let's do this. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. Before I start, you can actually preview the homepage I designed for my course Blissful Website when you go to template.susannereicher.com. That's template.susannereicher.com. And on this page, you also find a link to get your name on the wait list for when enrollment opens up for my updated course Blissful Websites, where I show you step by step how to build your own website in WordPress based on this brand new template. I'm working, refilming all the lessons right now, and hopefully I'll be able to finish this by early July and launch the update around the middle of July. So this is the plan if nothing happens. And after that, I want to travel to Sweden in my brand new camper van. It's finally there. I get it. And I'm totally in love with it. I can't wait for the summer. So I'm working really hard right now to make this happen and so that I have this launch wrapped up before I go on the road. But if not, it will be fine too. I actually plan to work while I'm traveling. And if you're wondering how that's going to work out, I don't know yet, but I already planned recording a podcast episode for you where I share just that. Okay, but back to the new website template. I'm happy to say that my existing students love the new template. I already shared it with them in our Facebook group, and they get free access to the update as soon as it is available. So if you are one of my students in Blissful Websites already and you missed this, so don't worry, you get the update for free as soon as it becomes available, hopefully middle of July. So the first thing I wanted to change when I designed the new homepage was to replace the header, which used to show a big full-width image. And that looked great on my template where I used a pretty gorgeous stock image that was professionally shot. So yeah, it looked good. But this didn't really work for most of my students. Many found it challenging to find a photo of themselves that they could use in a full-width header on their homepage. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you had that struggle too. It's not easy. You want a pretty picture of you where people can see your face. The color should work with your branding. The background shouldn't be too busy. You also want to put some text on top that should be readable. So basically a nightmare for most people. So this time instead, I designed an image in Canva that shows two squares and that you place on the left side in your header with place for your headline and a subline next to it. You can add, for example, a portrait picture of you or you're doing a yoga pose or some scenery. Because it's smaller and it's a square format, it's much easier to find the right picture. And also, it looks more modern. It's a bit different from all these full-width headers that everybody has, which I like as well. And it's way easier to set up. Okay, so this is to make it look prettier and easier for my students or for you. To also make your homepage convert, you need to add a headline and some copy in your header. So right on top where people see it immediately without having to scroll down, where you tell your visitors what you do and how you can help them. It seems so obvious, but you wouldn't believe how many people get this wrong. I actually get this wrong. If you're a yoga teacher, tell people that you teach yoga. And if you teach locally, tell them your location. For example, Vinyasa yoga teacher in London or something like that. The same applies when you're a life coach or a nutritionist. Tell people. This is not the place to be creative and come up with some fancy wording that makes people wonder, what is it she does? Keep it simple and clear. Your job is to make it as easy as possible for your visitors to get to the information they need. Another way to do this is to add 3 content boxes on your homepage below a short welcome text where you present ways to work with you. Why 3? Because it looks good and it's easy to scan and decide what to do for your visitors. When you add 4 or more options, it gets way harder. Here, people have to really start reading everything before they can make a decision where to go next. And this means you lose people. 3 really works best. And when you decide what to promote in those content boxes on your homepage, don't only think about your offers or don't only start from your point of view. Start by thinking about who comes to your website and what do they need. For example, when you're a yoga teacher and you teach classes on Zoom, you also teach a lot of beginners and they find you through word of mouth, so they might come to your website without knowing anything about you. And you also offer personal yoga classes and would like to sell more of those to have more income. You might want to have those 3 boxes on your homepage. Number 1, new to yoga, start here. So here you link to a page where you give all the information that are relevant to beginners so they know what to expect, like what to wear or how to sign up. Number 2, your schedule, where you link to your Zoom class schedule or your live class schedule. And this is super relevant to your existing students and also to new students. And the 3rd box could be personal yoga, where you let people know that you offer private yoga classes and link to the page where people find out more information about that. It could also be links to your online yoga studio, your on-demand yoga videos, and business yoga. Or when you're just starting out and you don't really have a lot of offers yet, so some of my students are in that position, it could be links to your about page, your schedule, and your contact page. Choose 3 things that you want to promote on your homepage. Think about what your audience needs and how you can guide them to take action on your website. And don't overthink this. The beautiful thing about a website is that you can always change things when they are not working. It's not like a flyer that goes into print. Experiment, track your results, for example, with Google Analytics, and adapt where needed. What's also super important is a sign-up form for your newsletter. A lot of people only have a pop-up, and I don't think this is smart. Not because I'm against pop-ups. Actually, they can work really well, even if they are a bit annoying, let's face it. But often people click the pop-up away, and then they don't find a way to sign up anymore. So give them another option and add a form or 2. I actually added a 2nd form in the footer on my new homepage template, which is on every page at the bottom. To collect emails for your newsletter, you need to sign up with an email service provider. Just in case you didn't know that, you can't use your private Gmail account to send out newsletters. And there are many great tools. MailChimp is very popular, especially for beginners, or MailerLite, but I use and recommend ConvertKit. They have a free plan for up to 1,000 subscribers, and I love how easy to use their platform is. It's what I teach how to use in my course, and it's super easy to create a form and add it to your website so people can sign up for your newsletter. Of course, it's even better if you also have a freebie already, something that you offer your subscribers in exchange for their email address, like a free yoga video or a meditation. But if you don't have that yet, just add a form so people can sign up for your newsletter to get started. Really, you can't start too soon with getting people on your email list. Another thing I added because my students asked for it was a video on the homepage where you can introduce yourself. This works really well for people to get to know you. Video makes all the difference and helps you build trust with your potential customers so much faster. Okay, I'm feeling a bit like a hypocrite right now because I preach that you should use videos, but I don't have a video of myself on my homepage or anywhere on my website yet. What can I say? I'm not perfect. Don't judge. I'll get it on there one day. When you do a video, keep it on the shorter side, just 1 or 2 minutes where you introduce yourself and what you do. It doesn't have to be a big production. Make sure that you have good light and okay sound and use your phone to record it. Shouldn't take more than 30 minutes max to do so. Okay, next we have events like workshops and retreats. When you're offering events like yoga retreats, you want to promote them on your homepage. Don't just hide them in your menu or somewhere. At least the most important event, put it on your homepage and really make it shine. I mean, when you offer a yoga retreat, this is huge. It's a big deal. It's a lot of work to set it up and to fill it, and you want to promote it as good as possible. I used to recommend a WordPress plugin for events, the Event Calendar plugin, but it was so buggy in the end, and especially lately after some updates, and so complicated to customize that I decided not to use it anymore in this template. I also found that most of my students didn't offer a lot of events. A plugin like the Event Calendar can make your life a lot easier if you have a lot of events, because you just set an event up one time and it will automatically be added to your list of upcoming events and be taken offline when it's over. So yeah, it's pretty great, very practical. But as I said, the plugin didn't work as well anymore, and you didn't have as much creative freedom designing your event pages for maximum conversion. So I changed that. I decided not to use the Event Calendar plugin anymore and instead design a custom page for a yoga retreat. So like the ultimate yoga retreat landing page template. And it looks really beautiful now. If you need a template for a retreat landing page, this is it. Definitely check it out. I designed a little collage image to fill with pictures that you can display on your homepage and also on the retreat page. And this is super simple to create in Canva, and it really makes the retreat stand out on your homepage. And I'm pretty sure this will work so much better for my students, especially if they don't have a lot of retreats. They're not offering like 10 yoga retreats a year, but maybe 1 or 2 or 3. And then you can do it manually. So you add it manually to your homepage, and then you take it off after the event is over. Okay, those are basically the things I changed and optimized on the homepage of my website template. And here are a few more tips to optimize your homepage for conversion. Number one, add call to actions. This means add buttons, like real buttons that stand out visually and that have copy in them, like learn more or sign me up. That's a call to action. Text links just don't work as well, and your buttons should stand out visually. This is really important. Sometimes designers come up with buttons that blend into the design, which maybe looks nicer, but they won't be as effective because people don't see them as well. You need buttons that stand out. Number two, be mindful with colors. Very often we choose colors that we like personally without considering if they work on a website. For example, you might like green and yellow, but to put those colors next to each other on your website, probably not such a good idea. When it comes to colors, think about what you want your website visitors to feel, like, for example, relaxed, calm, or energized. This can all affect your color selection. For example, when you offer stress management and help with burnout, you probably want some soft, calm colors on your website and not a bunch of bright tropical colors that feel, I don't know, like a holiday in the Caribbean. I like to start my search for the right colors on Pinterest. This is like my secret weapon. When you go to Pinterest, you can search, for example, for brand color board, and you'll get a ton of great examples to get you started. So colors are super important, but also your fonts. Make sure they are easy to read and especially that they are not too small. I think your body copy font should be at least 16 pixels and in a good contrast with your background. Again, some designers like smaller fonts because it might look better visually, but that won't serve you when it comes to improving your conversion. For your homepage to convert, people must be able to read your copy, right? And my final hack to improve your homepage so that it converts is to keep your copy short, to the point, and to write in a way that connects to your reader's dreams, pain points, and struggles. In my course, Blissful Websites, my students get a copy template with fill-in-the-blank copy, swipe files, and tons of examples to get them started. And this really makes life easier because you're not starting from scratch, you already have a template. If writing copy is really hard for you and you don't have this template, you might want to invest in a copywriter. And you can find great copywriters, for example, on Fiverr or on Upwork, also search in Facebook groups. And there you have it. I hope this behind the scenes look into why I designed the homepage template the way I did was helpful and inspiring for you. You can have a look at the template if you go to template.susannereiker.com. That's template.susannereiker.com, and I also add the link to the show notes. And you can also sign up for my waitlist for my course Blissful Websites to be the first to know when enrollment opens up, which hopefully will be middle of July 2021, so pretty soon after this episode comes out. In my course, Blissful Website, I teach you step by step, really click by click. So you basically look over my shoulder while I'm building the website, and then you can follow me click by click and build a beautiful WordPress website that converts based on that template that I designed. I can't wait to get it out there to you. Really exciting. I will talk to you again next week. Thank you so very much for being here. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz Podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereiker.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.